This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis li l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shleimah for kol chayei Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim, b'tzaro v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Makis, Perek Beis, Mishneches. And we're talking before about a person who needs to go to Galus because he killed someone, Meshoigig. We were talking about how when Klal Yisrael needs him, like as if he's the general of Klal Yisrael, and they need him to help them with the milchama, with the fighting against the enemy, he should not leave, because if he does leave, he's putting himself in danger because the Goel Adam has the right to kill him. Ki yotzeboy, like this, Reitzeach, a person who kills b'shagig, Shagolo li'ir miklotoy, who went to an ir miklot, and then Rotsu anche ir lechabdoy, the people who are living in the city that's the ir miklot, realize that he's a great person who's living amongst them now, and they want to do something that's respectful for him, do something that honors him, whatever that is, appoint him to be some high office, or rav, or just to give him some kind of kibbud. If he's an important person that came, they may want to honor him with some kind of kabbalas panim. So then yomer lahem ritzeach ani, he should say, listen, the reason why I'm here is because I killed someone b'shagig, and it's not very honorable, so you shouldn't be honoring me like this. Amr le'af al-biken, but if they say to him, even though that, yes, but you're considered honorable enough that even with that, all things considered, we still consider that we should be honoring you in some way. Yekabamehen, he's allowed to accept from them. Shenemar v'zed v'haritzech. As it says in the pasuk, this is what the Ritzach should say. In other words, he should speak up for himself. He should speak up to try to explain the situation. But if it's even though that, then he's allowed to accept. Malim hoyu sachal alvim. They were supposed to pay rent to the Levim that own the properties inside of the city. Right, it's a city that belongs really to the Levim. So if they need to live there now for the next bunch of years, they need to pay rent. Devar Rabbi Yehuda, that's what the Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir says lo hayu malam lahen sachar, that it was the considered responsibility of the Levim to give them a place to live, and therefore they didn't have to pay rent. Another detail is what happens after the galus. He's finished, the Kohen Gadol passes away, he's allowed to go back home. Now what? Let's say he had a public office, something that was important. It was a mayor of a city or something else that was an honorable position. He's allowed to go back to that position. Even though he killed B'shaigig, it's considered that, you know, if he did what he had to do, and now he's back. Divrei Reb Meir, that's what Reb Meir says. He doesn't have to take it, but he's allowed to take it. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The fact that he killed someone b'shagig and had to go into galus makes it that he should not be now going back to that position. He should be taking some kind of a lower level something. It should be recognizing that he went to galus and not taking the position that he had before. Yasher koyach and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.